You also have a great video up for your song Price You Pay, which features Erica D and Tanya Aganaba, who are amazing as well. Tell me about that song.
That song was, you know, it was sort of a tongue-in-cheek song originally to me about just sort of like how we kind of lose our minds a little bit when we fall in love a little bit. And that's the kind of the price you pay, you know. And it's like an Americana bluesy type groovy track. It was great working with Erica D and Tanya in studio. On a side note, Tanya Aganaba just released her first full-length record. I definitely suggest you check that out. It's called Something Comfortable. We are dear, dear friends. We became great friends in the making of this album, of my album, Gathering Storm. She's on 3 or so tracks. So definitely check those. Price You Pay is definitely is one. You want to check out Be Free is the other. And there's a song called Deep in Your Love, which is one of the songs I'm most proud of on the album. It's not really single worthy because it's a longer, funky, groovy one, but it's a beautiful track with her on it. But yeah, Price You Pay is really just about, you know, losing your head when you're in love. Like, and if you watch the music video, that is my cat. and at the end, I strip down to my my birthday suit. I thought it would be a good idea and jump into the ice cold water out at the Lighthouse Park. And I was in the cold water for like 5 minutes. You do anything when you're on film. Like,
I'm sure everybody's starting to Google it up right now.
Yeah, check it out. You know, it's very cold water. I'm warning you right now. You know, it might not be as impressive as you think. Don't worry, you wouldn't even see anything anyway. I'm just kidding.
A little Seinfeld reference comes to mind. Okay. You just recently returned from a tour in Japan?
Yeah, that's right. I just got back a few weeks ago. And I went to Canadian Music Week earlier this year. And, you know, it's hard to get anything out of conferences, but I actually scored a booking agent in Japan, and he booked us a 12-date tour in Japan. We went from the main island all the way up to Hokkaido, and then all the way down to the bottom island, all the way to Fukuoka. And it was amazing. It was so much fun. Met some incredible artists. We had some big shows, and we had some really small shows, it being our first time. But we definitely want to go back.
Fantastic. What's on the horizon for you over the coming months?
I'm doing some shows with a little electronic side project with Adam Shake. And we're just doing about 4 or 5 shows this month in Nelson, Calgary, Tofino, and where else? Salt Spring Island. And that's a band called Monkey Dragon. It's all like psychedelic, dubby, funk explorations with the famous Adam Shake and Harvey Paris on trumpet, who's part of Salsa Hall Collective. And other than that, I'm jumping back into the studio, working on some new tunes. And I'm actually going to be going to Hawaii and playing a few shows there. Right now, I'm ready to write and create. So I'm trying to create space for that.
Awesome. What's your website so we can keep track of those upcoming releases and tour dates?
Yeah, it is buckmanco.com. Buckman, exactly. It sounds B-U-C-K-M-A-N. And this is the one that always gets people is Co is my last name, C-O-E. They think like Buckman and Co. Like even people who've like booked me. But it's actually my name, Buckman Co, C-O-E.com.
Yeah. Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Gibberish Dub. What can you tell me about that one?
This one is this one started off as a loop, and we were going in for a session, and I worked with Sam Cartwright on drums and Matt Reed. And I sometimes, you know, the best thing is a deadline. So I was like, oh, I can't just do this one loop, this riff that you hear at the beginning. I was like, I need some other cool parts. So I wrote these two other bridges, and from this dub psychedelic thing went into like some Afrobeat section, and wrote these two really interesting bridges that I think are super interesting. I just presented them, sent them a quick voice memo, and these two guys, Sam Cartwright and Matt Reed, are such pros. Like, we went in, we worked it out. It wasn't even I didn't even have lyrics or anything. Just went in and tracked it. And the drums, bass, and guitar are all like live off the floor. And then we just built this song. And it has a dear friend of mine, Caleb Hart. Go check out his music. He and I co-wrote the chorus. And this is a really psychedelic call to arms against Babylon system. I hope you enjoy it.
Awesome. Beckman, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me again.
You may call this addition, but listen. Thank you.